This theme that runs through these readings today is also a theme that runs through our lives. Behold, I make everything new. We see in our readings this new heaven and a new earth. God dwells with us in a new way. God's glory is seen and experienced in a new way. And we get a new commandment of love. God created everything in the beginning ex nihilo. He created it out of nothing, and he continues to create it new in our lives today. We read in the Acts of the Apostles, before they were Paul and Barnabas, they were Saul and Joseph, Jews who came to know Christ and became Christians. They became a new creature. In our reading today, they had been on a mission, and they were returning to those first cities from whence they had set out from. And they had been successful in converting both the Jews and Gentiles alike. But it was not a journey that was without suffering. They had to undergo many hardships to enter into the kingdom of God. They did this to fulfill the word of Christ, to love one another. This commandment was given at the Last Supper. After Judas had left, Jesus tells the others that remain, now the Son of Man is to be glorified, and God is to be glorified in him. Judas's betrayal of Jesus is going to lead to Jesus' passion. What a strange way to show God's glory. But in it, we see that God's ways are not our ways. He works unexpectedly. And Jesus speaks of the suffering that he is going to go through, the appearance of defeat, the appearance of failure, of impotence. These are going to become a manifestation of God's glory through Christ. Behold, I give you a new commandment. Love one another as I have loved you, so you should also love one another. This total gift of Jesus, of himself, for us on the cross, doing for us what we are absolutely powerless to do for ourselves. He submits to this great darkness. He submits even to death itself. And in submitting to it, he conquers it. And God's glory shines through. We see that even in the most hopeless of situations, from our perspective, situations that are completely devoid of God's presence, of his love, of his mercy, he is there in the midst. He reveals his love for us. And when we imitate that love in our lives for others, we are showing the world what it is to be a disciple of Jesus. This selfless love becomes a mark of Christian life. It is the glory of God shining through. Behold, I make all things new. We see this in Revelation. John sees this new heaven and a new earth coming down. The former ones have passed away. God's plan is to dwell with his people. I will be with my people. I will be their God. The old order of suffering and pain, mourning, wailing, and death is passing. It is over. But we face these things every day in our lives because it is still here at the same time. God himself will wipe away every tear. The new Jerusalem is being prepared. Behold, I make all things new. This remains a challenge for us to see. Why is there suffering? Why do bad things happen to good people? Why can't things remain as they are? Why don't things go along according to my plan? It's not a bad plan, but we're blinded by our lack of vision. Because we, in this life, we see things only two-dimensionally. But true life is three-dimensional. As Paul Harvey would say, eternal life is the rest of the story. I almost hit it. This life is the background. This life is that foundation that is being laid. The kingdom is being built. But we still live in the old order until it is fulfilled. As St. Paul tells us, we must face many trials and tribulations to enter into the kingdom of God. Probably not the same ones that he did. We're probably not going to get shipwrecked. Most of us aren't going to get stoned. We're not going to get flagged 39 times because 40 was, that's just too much. But we could take a beating for 39 And that happened to Paul many times in his life. But we will face persecutions, misunderstandings, mudslinging. We will be cheated. And if we take an honest look at our lives, we probably will cheat at some point. Sometimes, some things that we must simply endure, prevented even from giving our side of things, knowing that God will provide. But what he provides at the moment isn't necessarily what we desire at the moment. It won't be all comfort and all convenience, because that will not allow us to grow. To grow, we need resistance. And whether it is in our physical life, by lifting weights or running or whatever it is that we choose, to grow strong bodies, we need to train. To grow a strong spiritual life, we need resistance. We begin to see this, and doing so, we can count all things as joy, despite the pain, even when the pain comes from our most cherished institutions, even when the pain comes from our very families, from the church itself. Flannery O'Connor once wrote, "You must suffer from the church as much as for it." Replace the church with any cherished institution, the family, loved ones, our nation, our jobs, whatever it might be. And Jesus shows us how to do this as he washed the feet of his disciples. Just before our reading in the gospel today, Judas was there, his betrayer, and Jesus washed his feet, knowing what was going to happen, for he came to serve and not to be served. And then he tells us, "But I give you a new commandment, love one another as I have loved you." This is not a natural thing. It's so easy for us to love those that agree with us, those that look like us, those that speak like us. It's not natural to love those that betray us, those that persecute us, those that speak badly of us. That is unnatural and difficult. But when we face those things, St. James can help us. "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness." This is how we grow. This is how we become strong in our faith. "Behold, I make all things new." And how do we live this? By loving one another.